Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our series of Shi'urim in the Sefer Hamidus Lecheker HaLacha of Hagoyin Rav Moshe Avigdor Amiel. We have Baruch Hashem already seen Niflos Gedolos Mitaras Hashem, and Mirtz Hashem, we will continue doing so. B'simcha v'tuv lev of Mirov Kol. And we are presently holding on page Samach of the Sefer, Chelek Beis. We're in the Mid of Mitzius V'din, and we're in Os Ayin Zayin. So Rav Amiel writes as follows, and this year should be a special schus for Rabbi Maroni Meros Shichi, for Shmuel Eliezer ben Shoshana Reizel. ועלינו להניח כלל הגיוני כדלקמן, שאין קביעת המציאות לשיעורים בכל מידה קובעת את הדבר, אם היא ניתנה לשיעורים. כלומר, רק לאופנים ידועים, ובהגבלות ידועות, ולא לכל האופנים. סימנו שאיננו קובעת את עצם המציאות, אלא רק את הדין של המציאות. So the logical rule that we have is as follows. That there is no קביעת מציאות, you can't establish a מציאות for amounts. And any mida, anything that establishes something for an amount, in other words, only in certain instances, and not in all instances, so that's a sign that it's not koveh the etzem hametzias, only the din of the metzias. So we're speaking very much up in the air. What does this mean? Means that if you're koveh metzias l'shiurim, if you're koveh metzias only in certain instances, then that's metzias and not din. What does that mean? So let's give an example. L'mashal, chazakot d'mei ikara, mikevan shehakamat davar al pien, hug bahagbalot, uvechol makom sheish ezo achacha, negdit, afilo achacha achi kala, kamo l'mashal, ruba v'chazaka ruba adif, סימן לדבר שהחזקה איננה קובעת את המציאות אלא רק את הדין וכן רוב שגם בזה אפשר להשתמש רק עד גבול ידוע ואין עורכים בממון אחר הרוב וכדומה גם כן סימן כנל. So you have a chazaka d'mei ikara. So the hakam is dover al piyam. When you want to follow the chazaka d'mei ikara, when you want to follow a certain chazaka based on the way it was, you assume that it didn't change. Ikaron iya ishtanut, as Rav Asher Weiss likes to call it, that the original status didn't change. Since preserving that status is limited, and when there is a counterproof, even the lightest counterproof, in other words, you have over here a chazaka d'mei kara, but you have a rov. So we have a rule, rov chazaka rov adif. So that's a simen that the chazaka is not establishing mitzias. The chazaka is establishing the din. If the chazaka is establishing a mitzias, how do we say ruv chazaka ruv adif? The chazaka tells us what the mitzias is. So how's the rov going to beat that? How do you beat a mitzias? Elamai, it must be that the chazaka is only establishing a din, and the din is that the rov beats the chazaka. So that's what we said before, that if you have a kvias mitzias, and only in certain instances, only in certain circumstances, that means that we're dealing with a din, and not the etzem ha-mitzias. Because a mitzias, you can't say, only applies in certain circumstances. It is what it is. So the example we gave was ruva chazaka ruva adif. If chazaka was a mitzias, chazaka d'mei ikara was a mitzias, then rov wouldn't beat it. But you see that rov beats it, so it must be that it's a din and not a mitzias. And also rov. Rov you can also use. V'chein rov, shegam b'zeh efshar l'shtamesh rak ad gvul yadua. V'ein olchim b'mamon achar harov. Also rov is limited. And you don't go in mamonis after the rov. What do you mean you don't go in mamonis? If rov was a mitzias, that the mitzias was like the rov, whatever the majority was, that's the way we assume the reality is. Then why wouldn't we go by follow mammon, follow rov by mammon? It's a metzius. So it must be that it's only a din, it's not a metzius. ואפשר ללכת הלאה ולומר שכך הוא הדבר גם כן בהוכחת המיגו שמיגו לא הוציא לו אמרינן וכדומה. Same thing with המיגו. We say a rule, it's a big machlokas, we've discussed this countless times in our shiurim, מיגו לא הוציא לו אמרינן, that if one has a מיגו, that is not enough to be מוצי ממן. מיגו לא הוציא לו אמרינן. Wait, if מיגו is a מציאס, then Migu is Kaveh Metzius, then we wouldn't say Migu Lotzi Lo Amrinan. But we say Migu Lotzi Lo Amrinan must be a din. Chadume, Gam ken bochachat ha-shvua shi yochacha rak leftor v'lo litol. And then you have a shvua. What does a shvua do? A shvua patters, but generally shvua doesn't allow you to take. So why is that? Because the shvua is kovei metzias, not a kovei din, not a metzias. Shvua is very nice, but it's not kovei metzias, and memeila, it only can be used in certain instances to pater you, to absolve one from paying, but not to take. Also, eid echad v'kacha ala eid echad, shegam kein eino mu'il rak b'isurim u'bimamon, rak lechayev shvua. Eid echad is only good by Isurim. Normally we don't believe in Eid Echad, but in Eid Echad by Isurim, there he's okay. That's acceptable. Seder, but you see that Eid Echad isn't Kovei Metzias, it's just a din, and therefore it can only be used in Isurim. Ubimamon rak l'chayev shvua. And in Mamanis, an Eid Echad can't be Motzi Mamon, but an Eid Echad can be Mechayev shvua. It can't be Kovei, what's going to happen to the money, but an Eid Echad could be Mechayev shvua. So it must be all these cases. Migu, Eid Echad, Rov, Chazaka. These are all din and not a metzias. And what's Kovei Metzias? Vein mida lekboat ha-metziut gufa rak adigadat shnei edim ksherim. Shaleim ne'amar al pi shnaim edim yakum davar. Only two edim are Kovei Metzias. And they're making a davar. What's the davar? Kolomar at ha-metziut mamash. They establish the Metzias. And this Eidus is Kovea without any Hagbalas, without any limitations, without any Shiur, without any amounts. And you see that because Trei Kameya. Two is like 100, two is like 1,000. So two is the most powerful Eidus. You don't need it, you don't need more than two. Because the two are Kovea the Metzias. וגם מבחינה אחרת, כי בכל עניינים האחרים, מלבד בהגדת עדים, אנו מוצאים שאנו יכולים לקבל תרתי דסתרי, כמו לשאר בשני שבילים, אחד תמי ואחד טהור, שלחו בהם שני אנשים, שבוודאי אחד מהם תמי. So, from another perspective, we see the following, that we can be makabel tarti disasri, besides Haggadah's Edim. In all other matters besides Haggadah's Edim, we can be makabel tarti disasri. We can be makabel two contradictory realities. For example, let's say you have two shvilim, you have two paths. One path is tameh, and the other path is tar. And two people went on these paths. One guy went on the tameh path, one guy went on the tar path, and they come to ask, am I tameh or am I tar? Bevadai, one of them is tameh. Nevertheless, mukminan shnehem b'cheskat tahara, ve'einanu mbitim ala stira sheyesh b'zeh. We are ma'amid both them b'cheskas tahara, even though it's a stira, because one path was tar, one path was tameh, we don't care. We're ma'amid both them b'cheskas tahara. Like we see in Ksubis 27a, and also we have a rule Manda Machshir Ba Paisel Bebita, that even if we're Machshir the mother, we can still passel that the mother is kosher, that we'd assume she wasn't nivelis the pasel. She didn't have bia with a pasel guy, but we can passel her daughter. Ksubis 43b. And the reason is bishlam yish lecheskes kashrus, bitales lecheskes kashrus. So she, we get it. She has lecheskes kashrus. But the tachta, she doesn't have, the daughter doesn't have a cheskes kashrus. It's tarti disasri. The shnei shvilim is tarti disasri because one of the shvilim is tame, and yet we're matar both of them because they both have a cheskes kashrus. And the mother and the daughter. If the mother's kosher, then it was nevelis the kosher, and she remains kosher. Then the daughter also, we say no. We say the mother is kosher and the daughter is pasul. Because the mother is cheskes kashrus, the daughter doesn't. It's a tarti disasri. Or by rov, we say called the parish meruba parish, that it's muskan by the poskim, that even in one Baal Chaim, one animal, we discussed this a lot in the past, we can say that what was porish from the animal what was separated is kosher. Because rov the animals are kosher and called a parish meruba parish, so it's parish from the rov, and rov animals are kosher, so what was parish that you can eat, and the animal that's in place that wasn't parish from the animal that didn't separate, what do we say there? Kol kavua kamechzal mechzadam. We say it's 50-50. One second, but it's tarti disaster. How do you have one animal? That's partly, we've written about it and talked about this a lot. You have one animal, and we consider part of the animal kosher, part of the animal not kosher. The kavua part of the animal we consider kosher. The non-kavua part, that was parish. The kavua part of the animal is not kosher, because kol kavua, if it's kavua, then it's 50-50. Kemechza mechza. But the non-kosher, but it was parish, what separated. Most animals are kosher, called a parish meruba parish. So how does that work? How do we deal with this contradiction? All of these midas aren't midas to establish a mitzias. They are just midas to establish a din. V'en kovot et adin rak be'oto shetach shamida magat sham. And they only establish a din in that area that the midah reaches. And therefore there's no stira for machshir ba below as bita. Why? Because the hechshir of the aim is because of the chazakah. And the chazakah doesn't extend to the daughter. So what we're saying is it doesn't bother us that there's tarti disasri because it's bedin. And a din could be limited. If it was a metzias, then you could say it. But metzias, the animal is kosher, it's treif. We're saying no. It's a din. So therefore, and part of the animal, we can use the kalav called the parashim or parashim and say it's kosher. And part of the animal, we say kol kavo mechta mechta dami, and it's treif. The mother, we can say ksheira, because she's gavaldically cheskes kashrus. And the child didn't have a cheskes kashrus, we pasel. Shnei shvilin. The guy walks in the. We're matar both of them because they both have a cheskes kashrus. Even though it's tarti disaster, it doesn't bother us because, again, we're in the world of din, we're not in the world of mitzias and memela. The din can be used in certain instances and not in other instances. So, this din is used to say that if a person has cheskes tara, he's a cheskes tara. It's not establishing mitzias because we know mitzias, one of them walked in the tamei path. V'lo adavar mamash. In other words, we have a rule that does bal din kameidim dami, and all the hochachos in the world can't contradict it. But it's not so pashut, because we find that there could be tarti disaster, like it says in Gittin, that if somebody says, you know, I wrote the Sefer Torah, but I wrote the Askar Shalol Lishma, so we say to him, listen, dude, you can lose your schar, so you're not going to get paid for writing the Sefer Torah because it wasn't kosher, but you can't be mafsid the Sefer Torah. We're not going to believe you to destroy the Sefer Torah. He's a Baal Din. So you see that this Kamei Edim dummy isn't mamish like Edim. Because Edim, the Davar Mamish, is Nikba, the Metzias. So if in the Metzias the Sefer Torah is puzzle, it's puzzle. If it's kosher, it's kosher. But how do we say no? As far as your schar goes, it's puzzle. But as far as the Sefer Torah itself goes, it's kosher. So it's obviously he's not being Koveya the Metzias. Just the Din. And he's Naaman, as far as the Din goes, to lose his schar, but he's not Naaman to destroy the Sefer Torah. Umuvan shi yafshar l'sh'ol. Shalom gam beidutanu omrim lefamim palgina dibure. So what can one ask? That even by Eidus, we wanted to say that by Eidus they're Koveya the Metzias. It's not true. By Eidus we say palgina dibure, that we split up what they say and we believe them on part of what they say and we don't believe them on the other part. So you see that even by Eidus it's not Koveya Metzias. We wanted to say, oh no, two Eidim are Koveya Metzias. Ma pitom? We see Palgin and Dibure, that we believe them on part of what they say, not in another part. We split up their statement into two. If he says Plani Ravani Lertzoni, that I willingly had relations with this man, he realizes, so we believe him that the guy had relations, we don't believe him on himself. What about him being Koveya Metzias? So here we're talking about one person. But still, question is, how do we do a palginan? How do we do a palginan by Eidus? If Eidus is Koveya Metzias. Ki shama anu osim et ha-plug rak bedibur, shanu mekablim machatzit mehadibur, ve'enanu mekablim et kol hadibur. Aval ta machatzit shekibalnu ota, kibalnu b'shleimut b'li shum hagbalot v'shiurim. No. When you say palgin dibura, we're mefalik the dibur, we split up the dibur. We're mekabel half the dibur, we're not mekabel the whole dibur. But the half that we're makabel all the way, the whole nine yards, without any limitations. In other words, if someone says Ploni Ravani Lertzoni, even though we weren't makabel the dibur, that he was the nirba, but we are makabel that the Ploni was the marbia, and that's without any limitations, without any stiras. If we're dealing with Eidus, and you have another person also who says that the Ploni was a Roveya, so now you have two people, and we're mefaleg the dibur of the person who said that he was the victim, because, and so we accept legamre that the person, the other guy, is a Roveya. We just don't accept that he's the Nirba. But the fact that the other guy is the Roveya, that we accept completely. However, that's different than the plug we do in Odas Baldin. The Neman Atala Hafsit Schar Chavenata Neman Hafsit Sefer Torah. We believe you to lose your schar because you wrote the Eskar Shalol Lishma. But you're not Neman Hafsit Sefer Torah. Shamba Plug Boso Dibur Gufa. There we're splitting up the Dibur itself. In other words, they're not two separate Diburin. When it comes to Ploni Ravani Lirtzoni, so we're Makabala Gamre the Dibur, that Ploni's a Roveya, we're just not Makabal the Dibur, that he's a Nirba. But what we're Makabal Me'achuz. So you can look at Ploni, and you could say Ploni's a Roveya, that's unlimited. But here, we're looking at the Sefer Torah. And did he write the Sefer Torah Lishma, or didn't he write the Sefer Torah Lishma? So there we're Mephalik the Dibur itself. So klape the schar sofer, we say that he didn't write it Lishma. And Klape, the Kashus of the Sefer Torah, we said he did write it Lishma. How do you do that? Well, I mean, what's the Metzius? Was it written Lishma or wasn't it? The answer is we're dealing with the Din here. So the Din, you can say it's only for certain things. The Din is that it's a Kashus of Sefer Torah, and the Din is that he doesn't get his Schar. So you can do that, you could split up the Din. And the Hodas Baal Din is only establishes the din in the area where it has power. At Kama that it's Nogea to the Baal Din. Ah, so it's Nogea to the Baal Din, you're Schar, so you're not getting Schar. And the fact, and that's not Kashur, that doesn't connect it to what it says, Veinat HaNeman Lahavzit Sefer Torah, because that's a different Shetach. When it comes to Ploni Ravani Leritzoni, there we say 100%. The Metzius is that Ploni is a Rovea, and we accept that without limitations. We just don't accept that he's the Nirba. But here you can't do that. You're not accepting anything 100%. Here you mamish have to split it up. And you have to say that as far as your Schar, the Sefer Torah wasn't written Lishma. As far as the Kashrus Sefer Torah was written Lishma. Because the Hodas Baal Din only goes as far as that area where it reaches. And also, Man de Machshir Baposel Bebita, it's not a Stira. Because we're dealing with Dinim. So her Din is that she's Kshera, Al Tzchazaka, and the Din is that her daughter is Pasel. Because the Chazaka only goes to the mother, not to the daughter. So again, you see this is Sod, that when it comes to Din, it can be limited to certain instances and not others. But when it comes to Metzius, it is or it isn't. So as far as the, for example, Ploni Lavrani Lutzoni, Chas V'Shalom, so there we accept 100% the Metzius, that Ploni's a Rovea. And in general, when Edom are made, we accept 100% what they're saying. As the Metzius, not only as the Din. So that's super duper, and Mirtz Hashem, we will please God continue next time. We should be zochah to see more and more in flaws. Mitaras Hashem. Shalom, shalom, and thank you so much for listening.